This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Mayor Scott Christian got the most campaign contributions of any candidate in October's municipal election in Queens County. He received just under $10,000 from 49 declared donors, some of whom are local business owners and landlords. The biggest donation to Christian's campaign was $1,000 from Chad Clothier, who co-owns Rumclo Developments. They're behind the already approved housing development, The Point on the Mersey. Christian told QCCR he believes his campaign raised just over $10,000 in total, including small donations that don't have to be declared.
I'm really proud of the amount of money that my team was able to fundraise, and it did come from a pretty diverse swath of people, and there were a lot of like kind of drips and drabs contributions as well. So I think my biggest contribution was $1,000, and my smallest contribution was a toonie.
Christian said Clothier is a friend. He said he and his team began fundraising early, seeking donations from the people they know first.
It shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody who knows me that I know a lot of my social network includes a lot of people who are members of the business community.
Former Queens MLA Carrie Morash and former Region of Queens Mayor Chris Clark also contributed to Christian's run. Clark gave $250 to Christian and to his opponent, Terry Doucette. Doucette declared just over $2,500 in donations from seven donors. The largest were $1,000 each from J.M. Reynolds Pharmacy, the company that owns Reynolds Pharmasave in Liverpool, and Mitchell Noss of construction and consulting company M.C. Noss Holdings. Under Nova Scotia's Municipal Elections Act, candidates had 60 days after the October 19th election to file their contribution disclosure statements, even if they accepted no donations. Everybody who runs must declare any donations over $50 or check a box confirming that they received no contributions. Failure to do that can result in a fine of up to $2,500 or 6 months in jail. Also, if candidates don't submit a disclosure form, they forfeit their $200 deposit. Disclosure statements from only 11 of the 19 candidates are posted on the Region of Queens website. Christian and Doucette were among the candidates who filed their disclosures on time. All other councillors except Jack Fancy met the deadline. When QCCR recently asked Fancy about it, his disclosure form was posted the next week. He had no contributions to declare over $50. The region says all forms that were submitted have been posted. QCCR reached out to the candidates whose forms are missing. Those who could be contacted said they had no contributions to declare, but said they filed the necessary paperwork with returning officer Ian Kent. Kent could not be reached for comment. Paul DeVoe, who ran against Fancy in October's election, said he filed the necessary paperwork and got his deposit back. But his disclosure form is not on the region's site.
We had an exit meeting, and with the exit meeting, we have to return the list of the voter list we were given with addresses and everything for a write. And then part of the process was to return that, to sign a declaration that we're going to remove all of our signs, and we had to fill out that contribution sheet. That's kind of weird because I found it very professional, and I found that Ian took his job quite serious.
Most candidates contacted said they were told they had to submit a campaign contribution disclosure form, but some said they either couldn't remember what forms they signed after the election, or they didn't submit a form because they had no donations to declare. Candidate Gil Johnson said he got his deposit back, so he thought he did everything that was required.
You know, the reason I didn't file was because I didn't receive any contributions and didn't know I needed to check the box.
A spokesman for the Department of Municipal Affairs said in an email that it's up to the municipality to make sure candidates comply. Under the Municipal Elections Act, the municipal clerk is supposed to keep track of all documents related to the election. Mayor Scott Christian told QCCR he asked about the missing documentation and was told by now former municipal clerk Pam Lovelace that everything that was submitted to the region has been posted to their website. Christian said he's unsure why not all forms are posted, though he added that the region's deputy returning officer has been on leave for some time.
I asked the clerk about it. She said that, look, all the ones that she had access to and was aware of, that they had been posted.
The campaign contribution disclosure forms that are available can be seen at qccrfm.com/news, along with a list of candidates whose forms aren't yet posted. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.